فذلك من أخطر هذه المعوقات محقرات أو محقرات، وهما ضبطان صحيحان، محقرات أو محقرات الذنوب، يعني أن ترى الذنب شيئا حقيرا قليلا تافها، أو أن لا تبالي بالذنوب ولا تهتم بها عياذا بالله عز وجل. لذلك يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعائشة رضي الله عنها: يا عائشة، إياك ومحقرات الذنوب، فإن لها من الله طالبا. إياك ومحقرات الذنوب فإن لها من الله طالبا. الله عز وجل سيحاسب، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. سيكون هنالك مطالبات وسؤال، يوم يعرض العباد على الله عز وجل يسأل هذا الإنسان ويطلبه بذنوبه، كما في الحديث الآخر إذ يقول فيه صلى الله عليه وسلم: إياكم ومحقرات أو محقرات الذنوب كقوم نزلوا ببطن واد، كقوم نزلوا ببطن واد، فجاء ذا بعود، هذا جاء بعود، وذا بعود يعني عيدان، تعرفون هذا العيدان من أجل تأجيج النار، فجاء ذا بعود وجاء ذا بعود فأججوا نارا وأنضجوا خبزتهم، فأججوا نارا وأنضجوا خبزتهم، وإن محقرات الذنوب متى يؤخذ بها صاحبها تهلك، وإن محقرات الذنوب متى يؤخذ بها صاحبها تهلك، كقوم نزلوا ببطن واد، جاء هذا بعود خفيف، وهذا بقطعة خشبة صغيرة، وهذا بقطعة صغيرة من الحطب، وهذا بقطعة بشيء من الورق، كل شيء إنسان جاء بأشياء خفيفة قليلة، عندما تراها تراها حقيرة، لكن بمجموعها تؤجج نارا وتنضج الخبز، بل تشوي عليها اللحم. فهذه هي الذنوب التي يستحقرها ويستخف بها ويستهين بها الإنسان، إذا اجتمعت عليه تؤجج نار جهنم عليه عياذا بالله، وعندما يطالب بها كما قلنا من حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: فإن لها من الله طالبا، يعني يطالب بها، يطالب بها فإنه يحترق في النار وإنها تهلكه.
Sheikh made a point, Ikhwanin, he said, from what will prevent you from making tawbah is another very dangerous matter. And that is for a person to look at the sins that one commits as being small or insignificant, and not to pay attention to them, to look at them as being minuscule and unimportant, to see it as a small issue and not to take any serious stock or interest in it. Like the hadith that the Prophet said to our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, "Oh Aisha, ya Aisha, beware, beware of those small sins, those things that people do. Beware of looking at sins as being small. For verily, Allah is going to ask about them. The slave is going to be required to answer concerning his sin." The Shaykh went on to read the ayat of the Quran to explain this. What does it mean? That the person is going to be mutalib, is going to be questioned about those sins, whatever they happen to be. Allah said in the Quran, "And whoever does an atom's weight of good, he's going to be asked about it. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil, he's going to be asked about it. Whether it's just an atom's weight." So he told her to beware. So the meaning of the person is mutalib, he's going to be held accountable for it, is that the person is going to be asked yawmul qiyamah about what he did. When the servants are presented before Allah Azza wa Jal, yawmul qiyamah, Allah is going to ask each and every individual about his dhunub, the things that he did. And another authentic hadith that is similar to this, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "All of you, beware. Beware of minimizing the sins and looking at them as being small and not considering them. Because the example of the one who does that is like the example of a group of people who, while they were traveling, they came to a valley and they stopped at the valley. And they wanted to make their fire. So he went and he brought a small piece of wood. He brought another small piece of wood. He brought another small piece of wood. And so forth and so on. After everyone brought their small pieces of wood together, they put it there and they ignited it and it lit the fire. And then the fire was able to burn their bread. It was able to cook their bread. So the Shaykh, he went on to say that in the hadith, verily the person who is doing, the person who's fallen into these sins, the small sins, and he's looking at them as being small, they're going to come yomul qiyamah, and they're going to be a reason and a cause for his destruction. And then he wanted to explain that, or to elaborate on it just a little bit. And he said that when each individual comes with his twig, he comes with a twig, and he looks at it as being insignificant, what is it going to do? He brings also a piece of paper, and he thinks this is nothing, it's something small. All of it is like hakira, and it's minuscule, it doesn't mean anything. Everyone is bringing that. But when you gather all of them together, they have the ability not to only burn the bread and cook the bread, but they have the ability to even cook the meat. They have the ability to even cook the meat. So he went on to say that many people, they consider the sins that they do, they consider it as being small and insignificant. But it is a fact that if all of those sins were to collect and they were to be gathered upon an individual, then as the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the person continuously does a lot of sins and he doesn't have any mubala, he doesn't consider them, then they're going to ultimately lead to his destruction.
وفي الحديث إن العبد إذا أخطأ خطيئة نكتت في قلبه نكتة وفي رواية سوداء فإن تاب واستغفر سقلت يعني ذهبت هذه النكتة وأصبح عاد بيضاضها أو بياضها كما كان فإن تاب إلى الله واستغفر سقلت وإن عاد إلى الذنب مرة أخرى ورجع إلى الخطيئة زيد فيها نكتة على نكتة يعني أو نقطة هي النكتة والنقطة السوداء في القلب زيد فيها قال فذلك هو الران يعني حتى يختم على قلبه عياذا بالله فذلك هو الران الذي ذكر الله عز وجل كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون فهو استهان بهذه الذنوب وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم نكتة ونقطة سوداء ثم تلتى نكتة أخرى أذنب ذنبا فهذه على القلب تطبع وتختم تطبع على القلب نكتة أو نقطة سوداء فإذا عاد إلى الذنب مرة أخرى هكذا تكررت هذه النكات والنقاط السوداء حتى يسود القلب في بعض الروايات فلا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا وكالكوز مجخيا يكون كالإناء عبارة عن الكأس الذي لها أو الإناء الذي له مقبض له عروة الكوز مجخيا يعني هكذا مقلوب فهذا لا يمسك شيئا ولا ينتفع به كالكوز المجخية هذا عياذا بالله عز وجل ومثله حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ترك الجمعة ثلاث مرات تهاونا يعني ثلاث جمعات تركها تهاونا طبع على قلبه نسأل الله العافية والسلامة.
After that, Ikhwani, the Shaykh Abu Abdul Rahman, Salamahullah, min kulli makruhin wa su'in, he went on to say, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, to show you how the sins that the people do can come between you and making tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal, and looking at the sins as being small. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the slave, if the person were to make a sin, when he performs an evil deed and he commits a sin, a black spot is put in his heart or on his heart. If he makes tawbah, the black spot goes away. It will disappear as a result of the tawbah, and the heart will become white or without that black spot as it was previously. But if he returns back to the sin, then another black spot will come to his heart and it will be bigger than the original black spot. Every time he makes a mistake, this is what happens to his situation if he returns back to that sin. And this is the Ran that Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Quran when he said, no, but there is the Ran that is on their hearts. There is the covering or the concealment that is on their heart because of what they used to do. He says, so in this particular case, if a person does sin and he looks at them as being insignificant and small and he minimizes their importance or their seriousness, and he continues to do it and he looks at it as being small, Allah looks at it as being azim. It is great with Allah. And if he continues to perform those things, he will do so at the expense of causing his whole heart to become completely black. And the hadith said, when his heart gets like that, he won't have the ability to distinguish between the ma'ruf or the munkar. He doesn't know what is good, nor would he know what is bad, because he was continuous in performing these sins. And the hadith said, described his heart as being like an empty vessel. And the sheikh went on to show with a glass. He took the glass, poured a little bit of the water that was in the glass, and he held it upside down. That is the description of the word that Rasulullah gave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the point of that, the sheikh went on to say, is if you had a glass that was empty and it was upside down, it wouldn't be able to hold anything inside of it. So the meaning of that is that there's no benefit from that heart. The heart doesn't have any benefit from it. He went on to say that similar to this hadith is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever abandoned and he left performing three jum'ah, 3 weeks in a row, and he did so out of a tahawun, he was negligent. He avoided going to Jummah 3 times, and he was negligent in doing so, then Allah is going to put a seal over his heart. And then he made dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla protects all of us from that type of abadat.
كذلك من المعوقات ومن أخطارها أيضا عدم التزام الصلاة أو عدم إحسان الصلاة عدم إحسان الصلاة التزاما وأداء، وكذلك إنه لا يراعي حقها وما يتعلق بالمواقيت والحقوق. والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، فالذي لا يؤدي الصلاة أو لا يحسنها لا تعينه صلاته، أو عدم صلاته تسبب وقوعه في الفحشاء والمنكر. لذلك الكثير من الناس لا يستطيع أن يغض البصر. لماذا؟ لأنه لم يبلغ في إحسان الصلاة أو لم يوفق في إحسان الصلاة إلى أن يغض بصره، أو إلى أن يترك الغيبة، أو إلى أن يترك النميمة، أو إلى أن يترك الغش والخداع وعدم أداء حقوق العباد. وكذلك يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم أول ما يحاسب العبد على صلاته يوم القيامة، فإن صلحت صلحت سائر أعماله وإن فسدت فسدت سائر أعماله. الصلاة ميزان، من أحسنها وفق لإحسان الأعمال جميعها، ومن لم يحسن الصلاة لم يوفق في سائر الأعمال. فمن لم يحسن الصلاة أو من ضيع الصلاة وضيع حقوقها فإنه لن يوفق للتوبة عياذا بالله عز وجل.
He gave another example here from the most dangerous things that will prevent you from making a tawbah. And this is one of the most dangerous ones. And that is for a person not to be consistent and diligent in performing the prayer in al-Islam, a salat. Or a person who performs the prayer, but he doesn't try to perfect his salat. He's not praying the correct salat in the ada, the way that he is performing it. He doesn't consider and he doesn't take time out to give the salat its proper haq in terms of the time, in terms of the things that need to be done in the salat. He's negligent concerning these issues. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, verily the salat will prohibit and prevent you from al-fahsha and al-munkar, will prevent you from doing the fahsha, the ludis and the munkar, the evil deeds. The Shaykh said that the one who does not perform the salat at all, or the one who is negligent in praying the correct salat and making it perfect, then this individual, he's going to fall into the fahsha, and he's not going to perform the tawbah. And that's why you'll find some people, they have a difficult time lowering their gaze. Other people, they have other sins that they do. One of the reasons why you have a problem with lowering your gaze is, the individual is not praying the correct salah. If a person has not been given the tawfiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have the ihsan or the perfection of his salah, then he's going to have a problem with lowering his gaze. The one who is not praying or he doesn't pray correctly with perfection, he'll find it difficult to give up and to abandon ghiba, backbiting, and namima, going back and forth to people, spreading tales. He'll find it difficult as well to stop cheating the people and to prevent himself from falling into al-khida or being a person who acts treacherously towards the people and from giving the people their huquq. Allah Ta'ala said in the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in another authentic hadith that illustrates this point, verily the first thing that the slave will be reckoned for Yawm al-Qiyamah will be his salat. If his salat was right and exact, then the rest of his deeds will be right and exact. And if his salat was lacking and wanting, then the rest of his deeds will be lacking and they will be wanting. So the salat, ikhwani, it is the scale. It is the measurement. So the one who perfects it and he does it correctly, he's going to get the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have good deeds, all of his deeds, as a result of taking care of the salat. And the one who doesn't perfect the salat is the one who Allah will not give him the tawfiq to let the rest of his deeds to be perfect. The one who is not taking care of the salat and making the perfection of the salat, he will not have the tawfiq to make the tawbah that we are speaking about here today.
كذلك من هذه المعوقات الوقوع في البدعة اقترافها عياذا بالله عز وجل وارتكابها فالبدعة جريمة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله احتجر, وفي رواية أو لفظ احتجب التوبة عن كل صاحب بدعة حتى يدعى بدعته. إن الله احتجب أو احتجر يعني حال بينه وبين التوبة ولم يوفق إليها حتى يدع بدعته. صاحب الذنب إخواني الزاني والسكير والمقامر والمغتاب يشعر بالقذارة ويقر بقذارة نفسه, لكن المبتدع يتقرب إلى الله بهذا الذنب. المبتدع يتقرب إلى الله بهذا الذنب الذي اقترفه. فمن هنا ينبغي أن نطهر أنفسنا من البدع حتى نوفق للتوبة بإذن الله تعالى.
Another issue that will prevent you from making tawbah is to be a person who falls into innovation or the bid'ah. He went on to say that the innovation in the religion is a crime, it is a jarima. And the Prophet ﷺ said about the bid'ah that Allah Ta'ala has prevented, Allah has put a hijab, He has put a barrier, partition between the one who falls into the bid'ah from ever making tawbah. So the one who falls into bid'ah, he won't make the tawbah. Allah has put a barrier between him and the tawbah until he leaves off the bid'ah. He went on to explain that, and he said, the one who commits zina, and the one who is a drunkard, and the one who falls into riba, these individuals, and other than them, from those who do sins and crimes, they know in the inner recesses of their hearts that they're making mistakes. They know that. Whereas the one who is falling into innovation, he is getting close to Allah in his mind by doing the innovation. He's worshiping Allah by the innovation that he's fallen into. So it is a responsibility and an obligation upon all of us that we purify our hearts from every single bid'ah, so that we will be qualified to be of those people who make the tawbah, because Allah Ta'ala has put a barrier or a hijab between the one who does innovation. From that, he won't be able to make the tawbah.
كذلك من هذه المعوقات أن يسوف في التوبة. التسويف في التوبة كما قال الله عز وجل: حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت، كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت، كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. متى يتفطن إلى نفسه؟ متى يتذكر هذه التوبة؟ عندما تأتيه المنية، وعندما يوافيه الموت عند الاحتضار أو عند النزع، يقول رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت، والجواب كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ، مانع وحائل من هذا الرجوع وهو القبر، إلى يوم يبعثون، نسأل الله العافية والسلامة. فذلك يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى عن مجيبا أو ليبين فعل هؤلاء الذين هم في فسق ومعصية عياذا بالله عز وجل، وهؤلاء إذا جاءهم الموت يقولون ماذا؟ ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من المحسنين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجله، حتى إذا جاء يقول هؤلاء فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها. لذلك هذا الإنسان يظن بأن يعني بالتسويف وبطول الأمل يظل مؤجلا ذنبه ومؤخرا توبته وإنابته، فإذا جاءت المنية وحضر الموت خسر، وكانت تلكم الآمال هباء منبثا وسرابا عياذا بالله عز وجل.
The next one, Ikhwani, that will cause you to not make the tawbah is to procrastinate in the tawbah and to have a tasweef. I'm going to make tawbah, I'm going to do it, to procrastinate. And use as a proof of this the statement of Allah Ta'ala, until death comes to one of them, as Allah mentioned. And when death comes to one of them, he says, oh my Lord, return me back to the world, return me back to my life, in the hopes that I'm going to do the righteous deed. Allah said, no. It's just the word that he is saying. Until death comes to one of them, and then they say, he says, oh my Lord, return me back to the light so that I can do the righteous deeds in the dunya. And it would say, no, that's just a word that he is saying. And verily behind them is the barzakh. And the sheikh described the barzakh as being a manner, something that will prevent him from coming from his grave to go back to the light. He says, finish, you're dead, you're in the grave now. Behind them is the barzakh, and they will be there until the day that they are raised up, meaning Yawm al-Qiyamah. So the Shaykh, he wanted to explain from this ayat that there are those people who never make tawbah during their lives while they have good health. They wait until the time that death comes, when they're dying, and it is the time where death is going to come to them, and then they start saying or acting as and feeling like now is the time that they want to make the tawbah. But at that time, it's too late. Another ayat that Allah Ta'ala explained the actions of these individuals who spend their whole lives, they waste their whole lives, and then when it's time and death is going to come to them, now they decide with sincerity that they want to make tawbah, is the statement that they will say, "Oh my Lord, only if you would have delayed my life, only if you would give me respite and give me some more time. Give me the ta'khir to an appointed time. Give me another chance. And then I will give the sadaqah. I will give the sadaqah and I'll be from the salihin, from the righteous people." Allah said, after that statement of theirs, He said, "And if Allah is never going to delay any soul. When His time for death comes, He's not going to delay any soul. And Allah is well acquainted with what you people do." The Shaykh, he went on to say, "Akhwani, so to procrastinate and to be an individual who thinks you're going to live a long time and you have the tool al-amal, you really think, oh, I'm going to be here forever, the day of reckoning is never going to come, I'm not going to die, and then when death finally comes and he finds himself in that situation, the person who this is his description, he's going to be a loser. He's going to be a loser, and his actions and his deeds are going to be made into be dust particles."
لذلك ذكر بعض السلف فقالوا احذروا سوف فإنها من جنود إبليس. احذروا سوف فإنها من جنود إبليس. فاقطعوا على الشيطان مخططاته وسارعوا إلى التوبة وسارعوا إلى جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض.
Some of the Salaf, Ikhwani, they used to say, beware of saying, I'm going to do it. Procrastination. They used to say, beware of it. Because it's from the armies, from the soldiers of Iblis. But hurry up and make the tawbah seek Allah's forgiveness for the Jannah whose width is like the heavens and the earth.
وقد ذكر النبي عليه السلام عائقا هاما ضروريا من الضرورة أن نعرفه وهو أكل مال الحرام وكذلك الشرب من الحرام من مال الحرام وكذا ما يتعلق بالملبس. ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلكم الرجل أشعث أغبر يطيل السفر يمد يديه إلى السماء. وهذه كلها أسباب استجابة. أشعث أغبر يعني متواضع. والسفر تعلمون ما علاقة السفر بالاستجابة. يمد يديه إلى السماء يقول يا رب فأنى يستجاب له, بمعنى أنه قال ومأكله حرام ومشربه حرام, ولعله قال وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنى يستجاب له. فالمطعم الحرام واللباس الحرام, الملبس والمطعم والمأكل, وهذا كله سبب في منع الاستجابة وفي منع توبة هذا الإنسان.
Another thing, Ikhwani, is from what will prevent your توبة from you, what will prevent you from making توبة is what the Prophet mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that individual, that man who he was eating from the haram and drinking from the haram and wearing clothes that were provided from haramin. That man who he said was traveling and his hair was disheveled and his clothes were dirty. And you all know the position of traveling and the role that it plays as it relates to the dua, the supplication being accepted. So the description of the man would suggest that his dua is a dua that should be accepted. He's a traveler. He's coming to Allah with humility, the way that he's looking physically. So he raises his hands to the sky and he says, oh my Lord, making the dua. He's making the dua for Tawbah other than that. And then Rasulullah says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his food is haram, and his drink is haram, and his clothes are haram, and he was provided for or nourished with what is haram. So how is his dua going to be accepted?
كذلك من المعوقات أن يجاهر بالمعاصي. هذه المجاهرة سبب في إغراء الشيطان ومتابعة الشيطان له عياذا بالله عز وجل، وتشجيع القرين له باقترافه الآثام وارتكابه المعاصي، وبعد الناس عن نصيحته. فالمجاهرة أمر خطير.
Another thing, Ikhwani, is a person who broadcasts the sins that he falls into. Because the one who goes out and he broadcasts the sins that he falls into, this is clearly a shaitan following up this particular individual. And there has been made a qareen for him. So we should avoid broadcasting the sins that we fall into, because a person's tawbah runs the risk of not being accepted, or he may not be given the success to make tawfiq, to have the tawfiq for making this particular issue of a tawbah.
السبب الأخير دون الإشارة هذه الضوئية يعني لأن احنا الأصل نعم، وهي عدم متابعة الأمور الإيمانية وتقوية الإيمان وزيادته من خلال الطاعات كقراءة القرآن الكريم وعدم الذكر أو ضعف الذكر، نقيض له شيطانا فهو له قرين عياذا بالله عز وجل. فعدم قراءة القرآن وعدم الاستغفار وعدم الذكر وعدم الإتيان بهذه الطاعات سبب في تراجعه وضعفه، إذ الإنسان عدو الشيطان والشيطان عدو الإنسان، وهو في صراع، هما في صراع، الإنسان والشيطان في صراع. فإذا كان الإنسان غير متابع نفسه في هذه الأمور يتقوى عليه الشيطان، يتقوى عليه الشيطان ويرفع راية الانتصار، وبذلك ينهار هذا الإنسان المسلم عياذا بالله عز وجل، فيقع في الذنب بعد الذنب. فقوة الإيمان، تقوية الإيمان ومتابعته الطاعات سبب وقوة له أن يغلب وأن يتغلب وأن يقاوم وأن يجاهد نفسه وألا يقع في المعاصي.
And the last point, Ikhwan, that the Sheikh wants to mention that will prevent a person from making the tawbah that is needed and necessary is for the individual to avoid doing those issues. It's for those issues that will make his iman increase. The affairs that he needs to do that will make his iman increase. For an example, reading the Quran, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala said, and the one who doesn't do the right thing, we will make for him a qareen. There will be a qareen, a shaitan who is a qareen for that individual, a partner, someone who will always be with him. Because he didn't read the Quran, he didn't do the right thing. So if a person doesn't come with the deeds and the actions that will cause his iman to increase, and they will cause his obedience to Allah to become solidified and tightened, then as a natural result of not doing that, his iman is going to become weak. And the human being is an enemy to shaitan, and shaitan is an enemy to the human being. And both of them are continuously in a battle with each other, and they're struggling with each other. Shaitan struggles with the human being, and the human being has to struggle against a shaitan. So if the person is not following up these issues that will make his iman become strong, then what's going to happen is he's going to become weak, and the shaitan will become strong until he's able to overpower him. And the shaitan will raise up the flag of victory over him, because the shaitan defeated that individual. So the issues that will cause your iman to become strong, ikhwani, there are reasons that if you were to make jihad and struggle against yourself to come overcome your lower base desires and your nafs, then obviously you're going to become strong and you'll have the ability to make the tawbah. But if not, you're going to be defeated by the shaitan and you will not make the tawbah. So with that, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to bring this session to a close. We're going to bring this session to a close, inshallah. And I don't have the schedule with me, but for tomorrow, inshallah, they'll make some type of announcement before you leave, find out what is the schedule for tomorrow. So we thank the two Shaykhain for their participation. And we thank you brothers as well for your patience and for your listening. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.